Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Or, of course, if you want to find me on Insta, at AndyGoldstein05. Anyway, you can check me out, more importantly, on Drive Today, last Drive show of the week from 4pm. Now, we kick things off today with Manchester United and the news that Britain's richest man, Sir Jim Ratcliffe, is interested in buying the club. The Times senior sports writer Matt Dickinson has told TalkSport Breakfast that Ratcliffe will be aiming to take over United's majority stake in the future.
Certainly understand that the Glazers are looking for some kind of outside investment for a stake, and Jim Ratcliffe is willing to discuss that. At the same time, yeah, I think we see from his other businesses, and certainly knowing the means he's got available to him, that he's not the type to stay a sort of silent minority holder for forever. I think he's a guy who likes to own things, control things, and run things. So I think if he was to get involved, even if it was initially as with a minority stake, he would want that to. Well, I was told sort of firmly yesterday that he would want that to be with a view to a full takeover. So the ball really is in the Glazers' court now. Obviously, you know, the state of United, I think obviously the way the club's been run is catching up with them now on and off the pitch. And I think the club is at an absolutely fascinating fork in the road for its history.
On to Manchester United Supporters Trust spokesperson Chris Rumfitt. Strange name. Who believes any new owner has to buy into the club, both financially and emotionally. Oh, I'm buying the club. No, that's not what it means.
Well, it's clearly a very interesting development. There's a lot of speculation about, you know, a change of ownership or new investors. You know, in the light of everything that's going on, we've called for change. The change has to be the right change, though. We're not going to just accept any prospective new owner, and we've got a few things we want from the new owner. We want them to commit to the culture and ethos and best traditions of United. We want them to invest real money in the playing side and in the stadium, and we want them to embed supporters in any new ownership model. But if there's a new owner coming along, whether it's Jim Ratcliffe or anyone else who sort of ticks those three boxes, then we'll be very interested to talk to them.
TalkSport breaking news.
Manchester United hope to complete the £60 million signing of Real Madrid midfielder Casemiro in time to unveil him at Monday's game against Liverpool. Brazilian Casemiro has accepted the personal terms on an offer from United, with the two clubs in advanced talks.
Now we're just one day away from the World Heavyweight Championship rematch between Anthony Joshua and Ukraine's Alexander Usyk. And of course, it's live only on TalkSport. I say one day away. You might be listening to this on Sunday, in which case you missed Anthony Joshua getting beaten up in the third round. Anyway, here's his promoter, Eddie Hearn, the legend Bob Arum, and former world cruiserweight champion Johnny Nelson, looking ahead to that fight.
Usyk's got a country to fight for. He's very patriotic. Usyk, you're fighting a man that is not motivated by money. He's not motivated by fame. He's motivated. He's a passionate, intelligent guy. Usyk, this is one step in Usyk's life. Usyk will go on to be a politician or a spokesman, something like that. I was in the dressing room when he boxed AJ the last time. The flag was up. The national anthem was playing. He was laid down. He was meditating to the national anthem. Nobody dare go close to him. You look at yesterday when he came in the authentic warrior clothes of Ukraine. This guy wants to send a message. This is just part of his journey. So you're fighting a man with serious intentions. He is not motivated by money. That makes this fight even harder for AJ. But it's not an impossible ask.
The heavyweight. So anything can happen in a heavyweight fight. But all things being equal, I favor Usyk by quite a bit. But again, it's heavyweight. Joshua has a very good punch. Usyk can get caught like anybody else. So nothing is definitive when two big heavyweights get in the ring together.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
When you don't love something anymore, and when you don't have the hunger for something anymore, especially in boxing, it becomes very dangerous. Yeah. If you're talking about an Anthony Joshua who had this fight, who lost and went, I just don't want it anymore, I would say to him, pack your gloves up. When you've got a guy who's travelling up to Loughborough every week, grafting because he loves the sport of boxing and he's physically as good as he's ever been, why would you retire when you beat the pound for pound number one?
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
The two losses have put huge dents in Anthony Joshua. I do think from the very beginning, I know him all the way back, you know him longer, Spence, but I know him all the way back to about 2010 when he emerged in the British team as an amateur. And I think he didn't know how far he could go. He was amazed by what he discovered about himself, how the British public loved him in 2012, a decade ago, when he won Olympic gold. He now has riches beyond his wildest dreams. He's in the third transmogrification of his career, phase three of his career. And I think he's admitting there, look, I'm up with all the elite fighters in the world and I'm not sure if I'm the number one or not.
Do you envisage us getting that opportunity to see Tyson Fury fight the winner of this at the weekend? Live your life.
With the amount of money that would be involved in a unification fight, I cannot conceive of Tyson Fury walking away from that kind of pile of greenbacks, as we call it, dollars or pounds. So I think that we will have a grand unification fight, maybe the first quarter of next year, maybe even sometime in December.
Now, comments have resurfaced from July when promoter Eddie Hearn focused on the growth of boxing in Saudi Arabia when questioned about holding Usyk Joshua 2 out there. Simon Jordan says Hearn is not one to be dealing out moral lectures.
That's a bit rich from Eddie, because the only reason he's over there is because he's being paid an inordinate amount of money and earning an enormous amount of money. And I think he should wind it back a little bit, because there's a great deal of disingenuity. And there is a lot of things about Saudi Arabia that should trouble a lot of people. Of course, we need more investment in this country. We know that the investment structure of this country, in terms of a lot of things, leaves a lot to be desired. But I really don't feel that we need a lecture from Eddie Hearn. I really don't think he's the moral compass on this argument. He would go anywhere if there was a pound note at the end of it. With the greatest respect, which means none, I think that should be something that Eddie winds it in. Right? If you want to sit there blowing smoke up Crown Prince Khalid's backside all afternoon, that's your business. But don't come start lecturing the rest of us about how the world should see things. You want to be a grassroots funder? Get your hand in your pocket. You can fund as many boxers and sparers as you want during the course of your time, because you've made millions out of boxing. That annoys me, because that's one thing suggesting that this is a great place for boxing to be, and understanding that the Saudis are developing things for their own people and developing sport to push back against the argument this is only one thing and one thing only. But leave off with the comparison. You're stretching the envelope a little bit far. That's something I think is a little bit too much from you, because the only reason you're there is because of the dough.
On now to the Europa League qualifiers, where West Ham beat Viborg at the London Stadium.
West Ham 3, Viborg 1. The Hammers ahead with their first goal of the season midway through the first half. Maxwell Cornet's cross headed in by Gianluca Scamacca for his first West Ham goal.
Assistant manager Billy McKinley says it was good to see their £35 million signing get off the mark.
It's great, isn't it? You know, listen, we all have been aware of strikers who need to get off the mark and the feeling they get when they take that pressure off them initially. So really good to see him score, certainly his first start. I think the assist came from Maxwell, which is good again. So, you know, when the new players come to the club, particularly strikers, as you know, they're judged on goals and they judge themselves on goals. So for him to get off the mark was really good, and it's nice for Maxwell to get an assist as well.
The second leg should be a formality next week, but West Ham did at times make it hard for themselves here. West Ham 3, Viborg 1.
On now to cricket, and South Africa in a strong position after day two of the first test against England at Lord's. Here's TalkSport correspondent John Norman at the close of play.
A seventh wicket partnership of 72 seems to have put South Africa back into the ascendancy. Last ball safely negotiated by Jansen, who walk off unbeaten with 41, Rabada 3. The lead 124, South Africa 289 for 7 at stumps.
Ben Stokes has been urged not to put his career at risk by consistently bowling when injured. Stokes, hobbling throughout a persistent knee problem, took 3 wickets for England on day 2 of the first test against South Africa. But former England bowler Steve Harmison says the test captain needs to protect his body.
Now, Bazball's got to come in to Ben Stokes now, because somebody's going to have to go to him and tap him on the shoulder and say, right, the positive outcome of this situation is you are going to have to stop bowling like that. You have retired from one day cricket to prolong your test match career. I think Ben said it himself. I think Brendan said it. Akizi said it. Ben Stokes to play 125 test matches. He plays 125 test matches if he doesn't bowl like that. If he bowls like that, he probably won't play 100.
Now, ahead of Saturday's 12:30 clash with Wolves on TalkSport, Tottenham manager Antonio Conte has been speaking to our very own Ian Abrahams. In that chat, Conte revealed he's keen for Spurs to be nastier and always aim to win.
But this is a step that I continue to ask to my players. We need to continue to complete this step, because to be nasty is very important. It means that you have to feel, no? You have to feel the blood of your opponent, and then to try in a sportive way to kill your opponent. Otherwise, I repeat, when you go to play a game, you can draw also, but at the same time, you have to understand that if the draw is a success for you, a draw is a loss. If you want to have ambition, I think that you have to think only to get 3 points. The draw is half lost. I'm trying to transfer my idea, no? I try to transfer this feeling, no? Because it's important. If you want to be competitive, if you want to have the ambition to fight for something important, you have to improve in many aspects.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to former Villa captain Gabby Agbonlahor, revealing he failed a massage class.
I was in the academy at Aston Villa, signed as a scholar, and we had to do one day a week, at least, college. We could choose anything to do, anything. And boys being boys, we all chose, me, Craig Gardner, there was other players, we chose massage, right?
Right, why is that?
At Solihull College, because we thought we were going to breathe all the girls, and like, you know, and then when we got there, they put us all together, just the lads. And we had to do massage just together. A lot of theory work as well, isn't there? For the, like, yeah, the body, yeah, and stuff. Yeah. We was like, we've picked the wrong thing to do here, lads. And we had to do that for a year. And I don't think any of us passed, to be honest.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us at 7 p.m. over on TalkSport 2, you can hear Norwich v Millwall in the Championship, presented by Dan Windle. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts up first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day in the bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.